Another day, another art controversy for Wizards of the Coast. Now, the good news is it's not AI. The bad news is it's plagiarism. So let's talk about this. An artist got busted literally just taking some artwork and flipping it, tweaking it a little bit. And had to issue an apology. Wizards had to issue an apology. And this is after they had to issue multiple apologies for using AI.
Well, this happened before, though, with people were using other things and stealing people's stuff and putting it in their art. I know we've talked about it before.
Yeah, we're talking like every year there are multiple allegations or whatever about artwork or plagiarism or AI. And I'm going to say, you know, this probably comes up because they're cranking out so many damn cards that artists are looking to cut as many corners as possible. And I think if they could get away with it, if Wizards could get away with it, they would just use AI for all their card art and call it a day. And I think that day will come eventually. I think it's going to come eventually. They'll probably be like, well, you know, we're not going to have to deal with plagiarism anymore because we're using our characters trained on our stuff and whatever. So it's technically not immoral. We're just, you know, killing the environment or whatever. But as long as the consumers buy it,
I don't know. I just think that, you know, the bigger issue they're having to face right now is because they're saying, because they got trouble for, you know, alleged AI before.
Yeah.
But this one's worse because they're not checking their artists. And now, to be fair, you can't control what they do. But, you know, they're not even apparently checking it. Are users using AI to make sure it's not copied someplace else?
Well, okay, so they fired a whole bunch of people working at Wizards, particularly in the art department. So I'm thinking their AI people, probably just are not. And they're cranking up the output. They're cranking out all these damn sets for every IP out there. I mean, basically, Magic the Gathering has become Fortnite the card game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not possible to effectively check everything against every piece of artwork out there, whatever. And they probably are using AI to just do a quick pass through and be like, hey, is there anything similar to this? Do a Google image search and see if this comes up anywhere else.
But it's funny because the guy in his apology was like, oh, you know, I just used it to reference it. And it's like, no, it's very much, you know, it's beyond reference, you know?
Yeah. So let's talk about this latest controversy from the multi-billion-dollar corporation. Before we get into it any further, please subscribe for more pop culture news, views, and rants. Guys, you get woohoo if you do.
Woohoo.
This is Neon. I am here with Geeky Sparkles.
Hello.
This is Clownfish TV, and this is a way to support Clownfish TV. Support our free episodes by going out to more, more.clownfishtv.com. That's more.clownfishtv.com to get more Clownfish TV, to get content that you will not find here on YouTube, all for less than the cost of one super chat. So thank you very much for the support. Let's go out here to Kotaku and see what's going on. One Ring Magic the Gathering artist apologizes after fans discover plagiarism. I made a mistake and I feel awful. Here's the problem with Wizards right now. Since they have been busted on so many occasions, it's not even that they were using AI. It's that they kept lying about it.
Yeah.
And now everybody is going to look at every card and they're probably going to run every damn card through like an AI checker, even though they're not 100% accurate. They're gonna do it and they're gonna like look at every card and like, look, Magic and Pokemon card people are a special kind of collector, right? So they're gonna be familiar with the artwork from other sets, and especially if you're dealing in it and this is like a, you know, part of how you make your living, you're gonna be like, hey, I recognize this art from another card.
Yeah, it's like, I made a mistake and I feel awful. I got caught and I feel awful is more like it, if you ask me.
I don't think Wizards cares. They only care when somebody catches them. That's the truth. I mean, you've got Chris Cox who's out there. I mean, I don't believe him at all. He's like, we're never going to use AI for anything. But I use AI all the time for my own personal stuff. I'm like, come on, dude. Come on. Wizards of the Coast noted they plan to compensate the original artist of the One Ring card and credit them on its digital artwork. All right. After several days of speculation from fans and fellow artists alike, Wizards of the Coast has released a statement confirming that the recently revealed the One Ring artwork, which is set to release in the upcoming Magic the Gathering set The Hobbit, Universes Beyond, was unfortunately plagiarized by renowned Magic the Gathering artist Dan Frazier. Interesting. Renowned Magic the Gathering artist Dan Frazier. The controversy surrounding the One Ring artwork has been rapidly building for a few days now, bolstered in part by this thread on the rmagic on Reddit, of course, on Reddit. It's pretty obvious when you put the cards side by side, but Dan Fraser's artwork on the left for the card from the new Hobbit set bears a striking resemblance to Martin Neal's version on the right from Tales of Middle Earth. I mean,
they basically just reversed the image and made it like thicker.
Even the reflections are.
That's what I'm saying. The reflections are almost identical.
Yeah, they are identical. They put some lettering on it, but
Original had lettering. They took the lettering off.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. That's kind of not. I mean, seriously, though, what can you do with a piece of ring art?
But they're like, the reflections are almost identical.
Yeah, it is. You can see all the reflections in that. Yep. Once you flip Neil's artwork, it's easy to see. In fact, the runes from Neil's version on the card can still be partially seen on the artwork from Fraser's version. Both artists have been working for Wizards for quite some time, but Fraser worked on the very first MTG set, Limited Edition Alpha, which was released in 93. So this is a guy who's been doing this forever, and he took a shortcut. Mm-hmm. Fraser's art is featured on some of the most iconic Magic the Gathering cards of all time.
Just like, Dungeons and Dragons had, amazing art. It was kind of known for that.
People collect the cards even if they don't play the game.
That's for the art. Yeah.
Spotted by Polygon. This was reinforced by the fact that Fraser's agent replied to a post on Facebook by fellow Wizards artist Donato Giancola, which stated after several changes requested, we never saw this version. So here is the official apology.
Are they on Blue Sky? Are they on Blue Sky now and no place else?
No, they're on Twitter too. And they just posted the same thing. All right. A message from Dan in Wizards. Recently, fans noted the similarities between the One Ring by Marta Nail and the newly released image of the One Ring by Dan Fraser. They're not coincidental. From Dan, I made a mistake, and I feel awful. I especially feel for Marta, whose work I adore, and trying to create an iconic...
You liked it enough to take it.
I know, right? And trying to create an iconic version of the One Ring while looking at references online, I ended up using Marta's ring as a reference and painted over to try to depict the item fans hold dear to their hearts. In doing so, I didn't make it my own. I'm reaching out to Marta privately to apologize artist to artist. I love creating art for Magic. I've loved being part of this artist community for more than 30 years. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I've let my fans down. From Wizards. Dan Fraser is a titan of the art industry and of Magic the Gathering. He has created so many iconic pieces of art for the game that he will forever be a part of our game. Basically, don't ask us to fire him. It's not going to happen.
But here's the thing, if someone stole his stuff, he'd be pissed.
Yeah. We value his contributions tremendously. With that in mind, we're disappointed our review process didn't catch the issue. Like Dan,
you shouldn't have had to. He's been there years. He should have known better.
Like Dan, we've already reached out to apologize to Marta Nail for not catching the use of her art in this piece. None of this was intentional, but we're going to make it right as much as we can on digital versions of the card. We will credit both Dan and Marta. This is a good moment to recognize we're all humans who make mistakes. Beep, boop, bop, boop.
Okay,
boop,
but you made mistakes all right across the board. You have somebody who should have known better, who's been there for 30-some years and did something you shouldn't have done. And then your own people didn't catch it.
But it's because they don't have enough people to catch it.
No, and I mean, you see how many pieces of art, of course you're not going to notice everything. But now, you don't have an excuse. Because now you could, there's things you could run it through to make sure it's not plagiarized, but you aren't. Oh, wait, you don't use AI unless it benefits you. I forgot.
Right. Dan made a mistake. We made mistakes in our process to not catch the error. We don't condone or accept either, but we still value Dan's contributions. Basically, we will not fire Dan. Don't ask us to fire Dan. It's not happening. And thank you to the eagle-eyed fans who noticed this and for all of you being strong advocates for amazing art and artists. Thank you for complaining and asking us to fire Dan.
But wait, yeah, so I'm saying, thank you for catching the fact that Dan did something shitty, but we're not going to fire him. It's like, so what's the result? Just that you've given him credit and some money, but he still stole the stuff. He admits he stole the stuff. And you're just like, well, he's too valuable for us to lose. So tough luck. Nothing happens. Nothing changes.
This person here says it's almost like you're doing way too much too fast and things like this slip through the cracks because your QA checks and balances are stretched too thin. This person says no art professional makes this mistake.
That's what I'm saying. They knew what they were doing.
Putting an image you don't own on a canvas and painting over it isn't a reference. It's plagiarism. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't look like his style at all. The ring looks all blurry and digital while his other card art is sharp and clearly analog. This Hobbit set was all digital work. Dan's 81. There's no conspiracy. He could have worked harder and faster in his normal mediums, but wasn't allowed per contract. They said it just happens because it slips through the crack.
But again, saying, him being 81, I think is a part of it too. You know, I think he's getting to a place where he probably can't do it as well as he used to. And
geez, I'm getting a place where I can't do it as well as I used to, you know, and I'm not even anywhere near that. But yeah, I mean, I can't imagine cranking out magic cards at 75, 80 years old. I mean, that's insane. And
probably has to.
This person says, Godspeller Galleon says, this isn't nearly as egregious as sending the Pinkertons after citizens or making $1,000 proxies. Heck, it's not even as damaging as Nadu being last minute updated left in formats, but it's not. But damn if it isn't another scratch in the dwindling shine of WotC's obviously diminishing standards.
I don't know if WotC has much shine left.
I don't think they care
at this point.
Crank out product. You consume the product. They're going to crank out more product. And like I said, they're going to keep pushing it. Not in this case, but they're going to keep pushing it with the AI art. And eventually, it's going to get to a place where it's going to be AI. You're not going to know it's AI. Some people might know it's AI, but then they're just going to be like, you know what? We don't care. We don't care. People bought it. We don't care. And that's it. And
well, you to accept it, they'll keep the cost down. Then as soon as everybody accepts it, they'll be like, okay, costs are going up. You know, it's AI.
That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
Record profits.
We don't have to pay artists anymore because that was one of the biggest expenses with art. Yeah. And that's what's going to happen. And they're probably just waiting for guys like Dan to retire. And God, I can't imagine 81 years old still doing that. I mean, not go him for stealing art, but go him for still doing artwork at 81 years old. But yeah, they'll just be like, yeah, we need to just pivot how we're doing things, and people don't care if it's AI or not. We're still selling the same amount of cards. So now, yeah, like you said, record profits. That's what it's going to be. We're going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Please subscribe. We'll talk later.
Bye.